get a little stronger from the hurt time. May we all
get to have a chance to ride the fast one, walk away wiser when we crashed one, keep hoping that the best one is the last one.
Yeah, you learn to fly, and if you can't, then you just free fall.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden campaign responding to questions about whether President Biden and former President Trump would debate.
Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays.
A video released on social media by the Biden campaign, which has also notified the Commission on Presidential Debates it will not take part in their debates. Instead, it would debate news organization-managed debates. It wants them to occur in June and September. So far, no response from the Trump campaign. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow with more cross-examination of his one-time attorney, Michael Cohen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, concluding a trip to Ukraine, announced another $2 billion in U.S. aid, mostly from a package already approved by Congress. The April Consumer Price Index showing signs that inflation is cooling. The month-to-month rise was lower than expected, 0.3%, and the yearly increase was in line with expectations. This is ABC News. China's responding to new U.S. tariffs on Chinese-made goods, calling them hypocritical. China's foreign minister calls them a sign of weakness. The smile's gone from McDonald's Happy Meals in Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers in London says it's on purpose in order to make a point about mental health.
Noting that not everyone is happy, smiley all the time, the Happy Meal boxes here look different this week.
There's no smile on it.
The smile is not there.
It's a bit like us, and like, it doesn't always have to have a smile on it.
The idea is to open conversations about emotions kids are feeling.
If you don't share your feelings, you have that worry inside of you.
McDonald's research reveals that nearly half of British kids feel pressure to be happy all the time, even when they don't want to be. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The industry group Airlines for America says it's expecting a record-setting summer of 271 million U.S. air passengers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. Scattered thunderstorms with locally heavy rain after midnight. Could get a quarter inch or more in spots. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high near 71. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. An hours-long standoff in Fond du Lac Tuesday morning. Police pursued a 34-year-old man who climbed a ladder to the roof of the International Paper Building there. After 6 hours of negotiations, a SWAT team headed to the roof of the building to take the man into custody. He was then hospitalized for further medical evaluation. The pro-Palestinian encampment on UW Milwaukee's campus is gone. University staff cleared out the last of it Tuesday morning. It stood on the campus for 2 weeks. Student demonstrators say the encampment could return depending on how negotiations with the UWM Foundation about investments involving Israel go. And the governor's task force on broadband access will unveil their annual report in Madison today. The plan is designed to bring faster internet to more people in Wisconsin. Governor Evers created the task force to map the course to install faster internet across both rural Wisconsin and in the state's cities.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
And we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, and SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include the board reorganization, the setting of the school breakfast and lunch prices for the next school year, and discussion and possible action on the renewal of the agreement with the City of Durand for the school resource officer. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. A Trempealeau County man charged in connection with breaking into a Blair home New Year's Day has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. Blair police accused Sean Gill with entering a home on Taft Street New Year's Day, causing thousands of dollars of damage. He also attempted to break into two other homes. Now, Gill was shot by the third homeowner. Gill was charged with attempted arson, burglary, and criminal damage to property. The plea deal requires Gill to complete a 40-month diversion agreement. He must write an apology to each of his victims, pay nearly $19,000 in restitution, and not drink alcohol or drug use. In exchange, he'll not serve any additional jail time and will be eligible for his record to be expunged after probation. The man who threatened to shoot up the Chippewa County Courthouse is now in the state mental health hospital. Court records show that 40-year-old Harley Akela has been committed. He was arrested last May after he threatened to shoot up the courthouse because of a custody dispute involving his daughter. Police say he didn't have any weapons on him when he was arrested. Akela is due back in court in July. Two teens were injured in an ATV accident north of Dallas on Sunday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, a 16-year-old from Hillsdale lost control of an ATV on the trail, causing the ATV to roll and throwing both the driver and a passenger off. The 16-year-old driver was taken to Mayo Hospital in Barron with serious injuries, while a 19-year-old passenger was med-flighted to an Eau Claire hospital with critical injuries. The president of the University of Wisconsin says he's disappointed with how UW-Milwaukee's chancellor ended his campus protests. President Jay Rothman said yesterday he's looking into the agreement that Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen signed over the weekend to bring an end to the pro-Palestinian protests there. Rothman did not say just what part of the agreement he's upset with, but did say that the university must remain, quote, viewpoint neutral, unquote, when dealing with protesters. UW-Milwaukee's agreement calls for a ceasefire in Gaza and calls on Israel to release Palestinians that are being held in jail. Protesters promised to end their campus encampment and did not disrupt this weekend's graduation in exchange for the university's support. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
A proposal to end non-compete clauses could mean better wages for workers. UW-Madison Management Professor Martin Genko said the Federal Trade Commission ruled those clauses stifle competition. The clauses have been increasingly used in industries that don't need them, like food service and retail. Genko says non-compete clauses allow companies to lock employees in place without offering competitive wages. The new rule is set to take effect in September, but there are already several lawsuits pending against it. Aldi's is issuing a cream cheese recall due to potential salmonella. The German-based grocery chain is recalling 8-ounce portions of its Happy Farms whipped cream cheese spread, chive and onion cream cheese spread, and strawberry cream cheese spread. Now, the affected products were sold in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and 26 other states and have various sell-by dates between August 30th and September 15th. The recall is out of an abundance of caution and is in cooperation with Schreiber Foods Incorporated. Anyone who purchased the products should throw them out or return them to the store for a refund. The agency overseeing Minnesota's paid family and medical leave program says the state will need more money to pay for the plan. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development are asking state lawmakers to increase the payroll tax that will pay for the program when it begins in 2026. The agency says a new analysis projects the payroll tax should be set just below 0.9%, ensuring an additional $300 million in revenue. Lawmakers had approved a tax of 0.7% last year. The House and Senate are expected to consider the proposal this week. There's a buffalo on the loose in Waupaca County. The Waupaca County Sheriff's Department said Monday the bison was spotted north of Ogdensburg in the center and north central Wisconsin County. Now they're asking drivers in that area to be traveling with caution. They're also advising area residents to not approach the buffalo, noting that the animal can behave unpredictably. A new bill that would make service fees more transparent in advertising has advanced to the Minnesota Senate. The Minnesota House passed the measure this week by a 76-57 vote. Under the proposed legislation, any business that does not disclose mandatory fees or surcharges as part of the advertised price of goods or services would be considered engaging in deceptive trade practices. If the measure passes the Senate, it would go to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz for final approval. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The entire 2024 NFL regular season schedule releasing tonight with some leaks already taking place and more to come throughout the day. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers will open their season against the Eagles in Brazil. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will open on Monday Night Football, taking on San Francisco in a Week 1 road game. Brewers edged the Pirates 4-3 at AmFam Field last night to even that series at a game apiece. Sal Frelick clubbed a two-run homer in the Brewers' four-run second.
Felt great. All my homers are usually accidents, so I'm not up there trying to say I'm going to hit a homer, but I think they're thrown, and I think he threw a homer pitch for me, so it was good to get one.
Two teams wrap up with a day game today. The Brewers placing Rhys Hoskins on the 10-day injured list with a hamstring injury. They recalled Owen Miller from AAA. Fox Sports Radio host Doug Gottlieb is the new head men's basketball coach at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. He's never coached at the college level and will continue hosting his radio show as well.
Are you interested in the job? And I said, of course. I was like, could I still do my radio show? We had a good discussion about it. And the basic one, I think it helps the radio show. I think it helps the basketball program as well. The part that's hard is that it's two jobs in one. The difference for me, and we can get to this further, is I've been doing seven jobs anyway for several years. So this is going to be way easier.
Doug Gottlieb on the Inside Wisconsin podcast. UW Green Bay will introduce him at a 10 a.m. news conference today. NBA playoffs last night. Denver moved a win away from the Western Conference Finals, knocking off Minnesota 112-97. In the East, Jalen Brunson poured in 44 and dished out 7 assists to lead the Knicks to a 121-91 victory over Indiana at a 3-2 series lead. The AHL's best-of-five Central Division Finals face off tonight in Milwaukee, where the Admirals host Grand Rapids. Midwest League last night, Wisconsin knocked off Beloit 7-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 20 or more select self-leveling underlayment. Plus, save an extra 5% every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Visit us for the materials you need. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at lowes.com/credit for details.
The Minnesota Timberwolves embarrassed themselves for a third game in a row in a 112-97 loss to the Denver Nuggets in Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals at Ball Arena. The Wolves had a two-point lead in the third quarter before Denver took complete control, leading by as many as 18. Karl Anthony Towns led the team with 23 points. The Wolves now trail 3-2 in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is in Minnesota tomorrow night. The Minnesota Twins dropped their season opener against the New York Yankees 5-1 at Target Field. Ryan Jeffers hit a leadoff home run to give Minnesota an early lead before New York struck for 5 unanswered runs. Chris Paddock was charged with his second loss after allowing 5 runs on 12 hits in 5 innings. The Twins will send Pablo Lopez to the mound against the Yankees tonight. In other team news, Byron Buxton will begin a rehab assignment at AAA St. Paul today. The Minnesota Lynx opened up their 2024 season with an 83-70 win over the Seattle Storm. Minnesota had a three-point lead heading into the fourth quarter before outscoring the Storm 20-10 the rest of the way. Elena Smith led the way with 22 points. The Lynx will once again take on the Storm, this time at home on Friday. high school baseball yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. From the Dariland Conference, it was Melrose Mindoro over Whitehall 7-4. Pepinelma defeats Plum City Elmwood 5-3. And Mondovi over Oliva Strum 4-2. Meanwhile, Elk Mound, they defeated Boyceville 5-4 in Dunsaint Croix Conference baseball. From the Middle Border Conference in baseball, it was Somerset over Osceola 7-3. St. Croix Central blanks Baldwin Woodville 5-0. Prescott over Ellsworth 8-0. And Altoona, they defeat Amory 10-1. Girls softball from the Dariland Conference. Oliva Strum sweeps a doubleheader. Oliva Strum wins the first game 5-1 and the second over Augusta 8-4. Meanwhile, from the Dunsaint Croix Conference, it was Pepinelma defeating Mondovi 10-5. Cochran Fountain City over Elmwood Plum City 19-2. Durand, Arkansas defeats Glenwood City 11-2. And Fall Creek defeats Elk Mound 16-1. From the Middle Border Conference in girls softball, Superior over Prescott 4-0. Altoona defeats La Crosse Logan 11-1. And Hayward over Ellsworth 11-0. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Wisconsin residents should apply now for the 2024 elk hunting season. The application period ends on Friday, May 31st. Complete details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds Badger State residents that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is open through Friday, May 31st. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Once widespread, elk were eliminated from Wisconsin in the 1880s due to unregulated hunting and habitat loss. Reintroduction efforts began in 1995 by releasing 25 elk into the Clam Lake Elk Range, and a second herd was established in the Black River Elk Range in 2015. The state elk population is projected to reach over 500 animals after this year's calving season, 180 of which belong to that Black River herd. State residents can apply online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a licensed sales agent. The application fee is $10 and limited to one per person. $7 of that application fee goes directly to elk management, monitoring, and research. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong. Either way, you can't go wrong.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of sunshine and highs low 70s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight becoming cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms, lows mid 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs low 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Lake City at 53, Plum City at 52, Ogallee 51, Pepin, Mondovi 50, Wabasha, Nelson 48 here at WRDN. Do have some sunshine and 55 now with Jason Aldean and Big Green Tractor. It's 825.
A shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and a wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride." My big green tractor, we can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster, down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Hell yeah.
Which way to go? These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
while in San Antone. Spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. And it may take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
God gave me
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Russell Dickerson and God Gave Me a Girl, 8:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is a reminder. Durand Fire Department holding their spring dance coming up Saturday, starting at noon at the Fire Hall. It's the dance and fundraiser, White Sidewalls, from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. And Bryce Tomaszewski from 6 to 10. The chicken dinners will be served from noon until 7. And we'll talk with Matt Gillis from the Fire Department tomorrow about that. Let's run down birthdays for today. This director directed several James Bond films, including A View to a Kill, For Your Eyes Only, and Octopussy. John Glenn, 92 today. Also, Little River Band singer and guitarist Graham Gobel is 77 today. Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett, 71. Also, sports personality Dan Patrick, 68. Former baseball star John Smoltz is 57. Football star Emmitt Smith, 55. Of course, he was with the Dallas Cowboys for a long time. Former football star and Super Bowl MVP for the Green Bay Packers, Desmond Howard, 54 today. Wow. Yes. The Patriots had just scored. They had cut the lead. The momentum was on their side. They had made the Packer defense look terrible. They kick off and all the way back for a touchdown. Look at him go. Desmond Howard, and that ended that game right there. You bet. Former football star Ray Lewis, 49 today. Born on this date, singer Chase Hudson, or check that, Wizard of Oz author, rather, Lynn Baum, is born on this date in 1856. Former First Lady Ellen Louise Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson's wife, born in the state in 1860. There are some that say she was actually the president late in Wilson's presidency after he had a stroke. She was the one just kind of running everything. Also, the father of President George H.W. Bush, former Senator Prescott Bush, born in the state in 1895. Former Chicago Mayor Richard I'm in Charge J. Daley, born in the state in 1902. Yeah, he basically ran Chicago. Also, actor James Mason, born in the state in 1909. He appeared in several films, including A Star is Born and The Verdict. Celebrating birthdays today, Steve Lindstrom. Happy birthday, Steve. Bristol Polzer, also celebrating a birthday today. And Michaela Breinig also has a birthday today. So their names go into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we'll pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Don't forget, yep, Memorial Day just around the corner. And don't forget to get those beef sticks for that Memorial Day get-together as well at Durand Smokehouse. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. And don't forget to use the Dairy Queen of Durand app. Earn points. Redeem those points for Dairy Queen treats like peanut butter parfaits or blizzards from Dairy Queen of Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Summer starts now. The new DQ Summer Blizzard menu, new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more delicious flavors. All summer long, and all part of the new DQ Summer Blizzard menu. Summer starts here, even here, and definitely here. Start summer now, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Ogalley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. Ogalley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the Ogalley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. Ogalley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs, low 70s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of showers and storms, highs, low 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning. Pepin, Ogalley, Lake City, all at 56. Plum City and Mondovi, 55. Wabasha, Nelson, 52. Here at WRDN, 56 with sunshine. With Josh Grayson and Nothing to Lose on the way, we're going to talk with Callie Schmitz from Advent Health Durand about the new ambulance bay. That's coming up next. It's 8:40.
Time, downtime, break time, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, I really like, green light. Go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling and dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 19, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 19, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Now I'm in a fast lane, going t-shirt, breaker, breaker, 19, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling in dirt in a white t-shirt, breaker, breaker, 19, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Time, down, time, break down, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was just trying like a guy in bed with a man on my life. I was looking for someone like you. Gone head over heels, hey, what can I do? I got nothing to lose, yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Tally Schmitz. She is the administrative director here at Advent Health of Durand. On Monday, Advent Health had a ribbon cutting ceremony open house for the new ambulance bay that is all completed now. And boy, it's there's not a lot inside, but it sure makes a difference here at the hospital. And Tally, thanks for joining us. And this has been quite a process. This has been, what, 2-3 years in the making?
In July of 2022 is when we were awarded a grant, is from Representative Ron Kine's office. Tammy Baldwin's office also supported this program. We were awarded a grant for $916,000 for this project. So almost 2 years later, wow, we're complete.
So tell us about the new bay. The biggest reason for this, from what I remember, at least when we first kind of had the ceremony of like the groundbreaking ceremony, the old ambulance bay was pretty much not only not wide enough, but not tall enough.
You're correct. Is you have to remember the ambulance bay was built in 1982. Is ambulance vehicles were much smaller. Our emergency room, our vehicles have expanded, our emergency services vehicles have expanded for much more, to take on so many more capabilities. And we have, through the years, we have lost garage doors. We have, unfortunately, the damage has also happened to the ambulances. We have lost.
I wonder how many mirrors they lost.
Mirrors, lights on the top, colored lights, and things is it's caused damage to multiple municipalities' ambulances, and that puts them out of service, let alone our garage doors and things. Is a project at this expense is tough to afford when you're trying to make sure that you have the services you need at the hospital as well. So this was a project nearing $1 million that we are so grateful for from our representatives, from our
other elected officials, and even I think folks in the community as well, because there was because the community is supporting the hospital also helps make this possible.
You're correct. And when we did this grant, one of the primary things that they were looking at the time of this grant was collaboration. And we reached out to six area of our EMS services, many of which are volunteers, is we reached out to all of them to get their support as well. They have been amazing. They have been supportive. I think they were excited at the thought of not having to unload people in Wisconsin winter, is with other people around with patients. It has been a positive from all of them. I think that it couldn't have been done faster for any of us, and we had a fabulous winter to get this done.
We sure did.
Durham Builders oversaw this project, and it went amazing. The last couple of weeks, we were waiting on one little piece before we could have the state survey it. They took care of us. We worked together with so many amazing vendors in our community as well. Yesterday at the event is to see the EMS with big smiles on their faces, or a few of them that have checked it out already. We've heard a few great things. Is we need to be part of the community, making it easier for them as well. So I'm excited to see what the future brings for all of us, and that if you need our services, that we can help make that an easier transition.
Now, with so we have the new bay, and part of it is one, it's wider, plus it's a lot taller, and it's a lot more, not only is it secure, but it's actually easier from what I've seen to unload and load patients, because there's not a big doorway you got to deal with.
Correct. When we were contemplating how to get from one bay to the other, a recommendation came. We have big wide cutouts so that you can go from the original bay to the hospital, and then you can go into the new bay without having to access a door. So in those crisis moments, is that every minute feels like eternity. That's one less thing to worry about, is getting through a door. We also added to the ambulance bay that attaches to the carport, we've added locked and secured camera video security to the other part of the emergency room entrance as well. So it helps everyone, I think, work easier at times of need.
You also, the way this was designed as well, there's, like, by the old ambulance bay, there's a spot for if I come in, instead of going through the front door, I can go up to the old ambulance bay, ring the buzzer, and there's a camera there. The nurse's station then knows that I'm there right away, so it's easy if I have to drop someone off in my car, right?
That's correct. Is if the door is locked, even the nurses can talk to you right there from the cameras. There's a video camera on all of them, those entrances. It helps nursing as well, is the nurse's station isn't next door to the ER, and we all know that. This way they can see it from the nurse's station, and they can help assess at that time too. We even added cameras to the front entrance, so if somebody still would happen to come to the front, that we can get them at that end too. So now there are three locations.
Talking with Tally Schmidt, she's administrative director here at Advent Health Durand.
Now, the big carport, that's for the big MRI. Now, that truck used to be sitting out in the 20 below Wisconsin blizzard day, and that's a real pain. But now it's going to be in some shelter.
You're exactly right. That's the biggest piece that you'll see when you come up the hill and look at it, and that's been by far the most positive from it. Sees many more patients. Is patients will now go from the hospital directly through the ambulance bays out to the carport, is so they will be covered, is for MRI imaging and stuff, and they're here every week. We also have our bone density truck and our nuclear medicine are both mobile services, and they all use that as well. It's a great plug for outpatient services.
Not only that, but the carport or even any of the two bays, if there's not an ambulance in there, but we have either the snow, the sleet, the rain, the whole deal, I'm being discharged. Well, instead of going out the front and through the parking, how about we pull your car in, a little bit safer to get you into your car?
You couldn't have said it better. Is our nurses were a step ahead of us. The day after we opened it to start using it as a soft opening, it was pouring. And we had a patient to discharge, and the nurse was like, can I ask them to come? Absolutely. Those are the things we need to do, and we're learning what services we can offer as well. It's just nice to take that extra time for a patient. Nobody wants to be wet.
Not only that, but now with the three basically locations, you have the original ambulance bay, which you could still use. You just got to kind of... Because that got raised up too, if I'm not mistaken, right? So now Durandy Ambulance isn't going to be losing a set of lights.
Right. Our plan will not be used that unless we have to. There is an emergency to do that. A car could come in it. Is that one will remain locked unless we need something. The nice thing about that new place is it has been the height has been extended to be able to get an ambulance in there, is or a car. It'll also be used for decontamination training, is whether we do mock drills with our staff, things like that. Is we've moved all of the plumbing, the electrical, a lot of those things that have been added to both sides of that bay over the years. We've moved everything to the side of the building, is so everything's in one side, so you're not looking out bumping into the left side or the right side into equipment. We moved all that. Is it'll be nice to have that extra space.
And not only that, but you know, during COVID, and we kind of talked a little bit about this. Okay, you're doing testing, you got a line of cars, you got this, you got, and now all of a sudden an ambulance shows up, and how are we going to do that? Well, now the flow of traffic should be a lot easier, especially if something happens, a multi-vehicle accident, multi-patients, this, that, you know, some type of an event like that. It should be easier for not only the ambulances, but other patients potentially to get in and out.
That's correct. And I think COVID, you know, we did, at sometimes we were doing 40 tests a day, trying to get cars in there, and now there's an ambulance coming the opposite way, trying to keep traffic and trying to keep patients safe that come through on that ambulance. They'll now be privacy is of utmost concern, and things is they'll be able to go right into the ambulance bay and they won't even see those other patients. And we're all going to hope that we never have to go through those things that we went through and that we learned during COVID. Is we're going to hope that's over with in healthcare, but we're here to help. And I think this will make it easier and much more efficient and private for patients.
Talking with Tally Schmitz, she's administrative director here at Advent Health of Durand, about the new ambulance bay carport as well. That they had the grand opening or ribbon cutting ceremony, open house here on Monday. Okay, so this is brand new. I'm assuming there's kind of a learning curve for everybody here at the hospital. What are some of the plans down the road to either enhance this or just, it's more than just place to park an ambulance and or have people come in? And I mean, it seems like it's just more than that, even though it doesn't look like it, but it is.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I talked about earlier, is a kind of a soft opening, is before we assume we need storage here, we need equipment here, we need this, we're going to see how the flow works and try and work those bugs out before we make big changes. We've talked about how to store decontamination equipment and things like that. We're going through it. Our patient care team and stuff is going through some of those things. We're going through some of the to find out what we do right and what we do that is a best practice for us. So I think that as we figure this out, you know, patients and making sure we're meeting their needs is we want to make sure we're on point to make this better for everyone.
Something brand new here for our hospital here in Durand, and we are sure blessed, folks, to have AdventHealth here in Durand. Just think about this for a moment. There is no hospital in all of Buffalo County. Think about that. As big as Buffalo County is, there is not a single hospital in Buffalo County. So we are very thankful to have AdventHealth here. And again, if you have a chance, I guess, Tally, you know, is there going to be something for the public eventually to kind of see this? Because obviously you don't want to have a whole bunch of people just coming up to see. You guys have a lot of work to do. But I mean, you're going to try to do something maybe later this summer to say, hey, if you want to, I remember when I was in kindergarten, I had to take a tour of the hospital I had just been at when I, but I mean, are you going to try to do something like that?
I hadn't thought that far ahead, Brian, but it's a great idea. It's a great opportunity to maybe we can host an open house to have people come and look. We've had some community members already stop and ask to check it out, and we're happy to show you. I was pleased to give you a tour, you know, to see what it is. But I think it's a great idea to take to the rest of my team and see what we can come up with.
Tally Schmitz, she is the Director of Administration here at AdventHealth of Durand. You're listening to WRDN.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I told you I'd leave a light on in case you ever wanted to come back home. You smiled and said you appreciate the gesture. Took your every word to heart, 'cause I can't stand us being apart. And just to show how much I really miss you, every light in the house is on, the backyard's bright as a crack of dawn, the front walk looks like runway lights, it's kinda like noon in the dead of night. Every light in the house is on, just in case you ever do get tired of being gone. Every light in the house is on. If I should ever start forgetting, I'll turn the lights off one by one so you can see that I agree it's over. But until then, I want you to know, if you look south, you'll see a glow. That's me waiting at home each night to hold you. Every light in the house is on.